Shalom, everybody. In the fourth aliyah of Parshat Ha'azinu, we have 10 psukim, and in this aliyah, Moshe continues his shira. In this aliyah, Moshe tells Bnei Israel that Hashem was angry with their behavior, and he hid his face, so to speak, Hester Panim, and Hashem sent enemies and wild animals and plagues, etc., etc. Moshe tells Bnei Israel that Hashem almost destroyed them. As just mentioned in our aliyah, Hashem was so angry with Bnei Yisrael that he said he would hide his face. Perek Lamed Bet Pasuk Chaf Vayomer Astira Fanai Mehem Ere Ma'acharitam Kidor Tapuchot Hema Banim Lo Emun Bam. Hashem said, I will hide my face from them and I will see what will be their end. They are a generation which reverses itself and cannot be trusted. And this idea of Hashem hiding his face from us and allowing bad things to happen to us is a terribly, terribly scary thing. It's very hard to hear. It's such a terrible punishment. And we have to ask, how is Bnei Israel supposed to survive this? Our nation has seen this Hester Panim in every generation. And we, again, how are we able to survive this? The Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Borenstein, who died in 1926, he was the second Socha of a Rebbe. He says on this Pasuk that we have to look carefully at what Hashem says here. Again, the Pasuk says that Hashem will say, Astira Fanai Mehem. Hashem will hide his face from us, and we will see, Rachmana Litzlan, terrible, terrible punishments. But in the very next words in the Pasuk, Hashem says, Ere Ma'acharita. I will see what will be their end. And the reason for all this is because Kidor Tapuchot Hema, they are a nation that sees things and acts in an upside down manner. Rather than seeing the greatness of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, this generation is a Dor Tapuchot. It's a backwards nation. However, says the Shem Mishmuel, that seeing is the opposite of Hester Panim. Ere'eh Ma'acharitam is the opposite of Astira Fanai Mehem. However, says the Shem Mishmuel, Hashem tells us this, I will hide my face, Bnei Israel. However, I will still watch them. I will watch them to ensure that their end, acharitam, I will watch them to ensure that their ultimate purpose, to ensure that their final destination, that their final purpose actually occurs. Yes, Bnei Israel will experience dark times, Hester Panim, but Hashem will never keep his eyes completely turned away, not to worry, because ultimately our end is guaranteed. That is the Shem Mishmuel. Rav Zusha of Anapoli, he died in 1800, more than 100 years before the Shem Mishmuel. He was the brother of the Rav Elimelech of Lezhansk. And Rav Zusha of Anapoli says a very similar idea on the Pasuk, but he takes it one step further. Says Rav Zusha, Hashem is telling us this, Astira Fanai Mehem. There will be times that I will need to hide my face from you, says God, to remove my special hashkacha from you as a punishment and to encourage you to return to me. But I am sure, says Hashem, that they will indeed return. Ere ma'acharitam. I am sure that I will see that in the end they will return to me. And why? Because kidor tapuchot hema. Again, usually these words are understood negatively. We said it a few minutes ago that this is a nation. We usually understand these words to say that this is a nation that does things in a backwards way. But Rav Zusha understands these words differently. Hashem says, Ere ma'acharitam. I am sure, says Hashem, that ultimately they will return to me. And why? Kidor tapuchot hema. This is a nation that can reverse itself. It is easy for them to turn things around, and in a moment, this nation, the whole nation, can turn things around. Kidor tapuchot hema. We are a resilient nation. We can bounce back. We can improve ourselves. We can turn things around. And what a special message during this time of year. Tshuva seems so hard to attain, so hard to get to, but we must remember that dor tapuchot hema, that each of us individually and all of us collectively can decide to just walk in a different direction and to head towards Hashem. It is in us. Hashem knows that. We don't need to convince him. We just need to convince ourselves that we are indeed a Dor Tapuchot. Have an amazing day, everyone.